Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Fasting and Temptation. In the context of being tempted by the devil, Jesus fasted. Fasting emphasizes focused attention and dependence upon God. Matthew 4:2 says, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry." Fasting in the Bible is consistently associated with concentrated prayer. It is a form of self-discipline that shuts out even the mundane activity of eating so that nothing distracts from concentrated prayer and focus on God. In the Old Testament, it was a form of humbling oneself before God. There were two types of fasting. Number one, total fasting from all food and drink was normally restricted to one day. Pious Jews fasted twice a week in this way, on Monday and Thursday. Number two, there was also long-term fasting in which one would continue to drink liquids but would not eat or eat very minimally. Luke 4:2 says of Jesus, "In those days he ate nothing." So this was obviously a long-term fast in which he evidently drank but ate nothing. Throughout the Old Testament, this is a quote from Stanley Toussaint. Throughout the Old Testament, 40 is often associated with sin. End of quote. Experts tell us that 40 days is about the limit that one can fast without putting oneself in physical jeopardy. In a prolonged fast, after a few days, the feeling of intense hunger dissipates, only to return with a vengeance at the end of 30 or 40 days. Jesus was at this very tense phase of feeling very hungry. And here came the devil. He looks for opportunities when we are hungry, tired, weak, sick, lonely, overwhelmed, etc. He never fights fair. His goal is to bring a person down and take advantage of every potential vulnerability to do so. Moody Bible Commentary, quote, "There are a number of parallels between Jesus' temptations and the testing of Israel in the wilderness. Israel was led by the Spirit, as was Jesus. Moses fasted 40 days, and later Elijah did as well. Matthew may allude to these possibly to indicate Jesus was the supreme prophet." End of quote. Luke 4:2 says of Jesus, "being tempted 40 days by the devil." This would seem to indicate that various temptations had occurred throughout the 40-day period. But at the end of this time, Satan came with full intensity with everything he had to throw at Christ. Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.